You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
A new study shows that rising sea temperatures are pushing sperm and blue whales into southern waters. The research, which is the collaborative effort of four universities, including the University of Canterbury and Massey University, suggests impacts on ecosystems and tourism could be significant. Emily spoke with Massey University marine ecologist and research co-lead Dr. Karen Stocken. She began by asking what the study says about the link between ocean warming and whale movement.
Well, I think it really demonstrates the extent of reliance, obviously, these ocean marine megafauna, such as these grey whales, have on both primary productivity, so plankton, right the way through to, obviously, all the way through the trophic systems. And in the case of sea surface temperature changes, that can have notable influence, not on only the production of primary productivity, but also, you know, its distribution accordingly, and what that means in relation to, obviously, where the prey goes, the predators have to go. So there's no doubt there has always been very clear links between ocean temperature, and primary productivity. And then, of course, that also has notable impacts upon both the foraging and the distribution of these marine mammals that rely upon that prey accordingly.
What was that you said, primary?
So primary productivity, so basically plankton, that very basis of the food chain. Everything from a life perspective in the oceans comes from primary productivity. So our phytoplankton, our zooplankton, right the way through to obviously those different small orders of crustacea, right the way through to obviously the larger prey, the finfish, the squid. So obviously blue whales are very much focused on that primary productivity as a baleen whale, whereas sperm whales are obviously feeding higher in that trophic food web by predominantly taking things such as cephalopods, so ocean squid.
So is it quite a dramatic shift that this will have for marine life and ecosystems as a result of this population movement?
What the study has done is it's taken the three different climate predictions from the Climate Commission and looked at what are the best case, the medium case, and the worst case scenarios of climate change. So in our worst case scenario, where we would be seeing ocean warming to the equivalent of 8.5 degrees centigrade higher than current temperatures, then yes, absolutely, the shift